Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areini Kaparas Mishkavo and Lilei Nishmas Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today we begin the very, very intricate and difficult perek of Perek Yud Aleph of Sefer Melachim. You know, so long as Shlomo HaMelech would follow the ways of Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech was doing okay. But at the end of his life, Shlomo sort of went off the derech to a certain degree, says the Malbim. He married wives from all sorts of foreign nations, and many of them, although they all converted, many were from nations that Bnei Yisrael were told not to marry, Moavios, Ammonios, because they can cause our hearts to stray from Hashem. The problem all began with Bas Paro. But Shlomo married many, many women. He was not supposed to have so many wives, who were told, Lo Yarba Lo Nashim, he shouldn't have a lot of wives. And Shlomo had 700 wives and 300 pilakshim, and he loved them, and he clung to them like a young groom does, says the Gemara. Each of the 1,000 women made a huge suda every night, the hope that her meal would be the best, and that Shlomo would stay with her that night. So as Shlomo got older, to be honest, he didn't protest the fact that his wives were serving Avodah Zarah, and it was as if he served Avodah Zarah, because it showed that he wasn't so complete with Hashem as his father David. David would have made sure that his love of Hashem outweighed his love for his wives, and he would have gotten rid of any wife who served Avodah Zarah. Shlomo was supposed to be an influence, but he wasn't successful. Either his wives were too tough, or Shlomo didn't have enough time. So in the end, their influence pulled them away from the sense of Shlemus. And the buildings that the women made for their Avodah Zarah are written in our parak as if Shlomo built them. Why? Because he had a responsibility to protest, says the Gemara in Shabbos. This made Hashem very angry. Hashem told Shlomo 2 times, don't go away. Now Hashem tells Shlomo, through Achia Shiloni, says the Radak, that although he didn't serve Avodah Zarah, since he tolerated it, and he to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, the Malchus is going to be torn away from him. It's Mida Keneged Mida. Your wife served Avodah Zarah, you got rid of Malchus Shamayim, you got rid of the kingship of heaven. So too, your kingship is going to be taken away from you, and it will be given to one of your servants. And this wasn't going to happen during Shlomo's lifetime. Why? It was going to be a merit to David HaMelech, but rather it would happen at the time of Shlomo's son. And by the way, there would always be one Shevet, which ultimately would be 2 Shvatim, but one Shevet would always remain with you. And that Shevet was Yehuda. And since Binyamin also had a portion in Yerushalayim, the two were considered as one. And as long as Shlomo continued to go, followed Hashem, no enemy had any power over Am Yisrael. But in the later years, when his wives were serving Avodah Zarah, and he didn't protest, so then peace was no longer attainable. And so, where and how did Shlomo feel this? He felt it first with Hadad. Hadad was one of the few of the royal family of Edom who escaped when Yoav and David wiped out the Edomi. Right? David HaMelech had made sure that the corpses of the Edomi would be buried. And everyone praises David for this particular action. Anyway, Hadad had gathered the people who had run away from Midian and Paran, and he goes to Paro with all these people, and he tries to seek a refuge in Mitzrayim, and Paro likes Hadad, and so he orders that he gets fed and being given land, and he gives him his own sister-in-law to marry and raise their child in the palace. When Hadad heard that David and Yoav died, he didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, right? He wanted to go ahead and attack Shlomo, but he couldn't say that openly because Shlomo was also the king's son-in-law. And so Hadad comes to Paro and he said he wants to go back to his land. Paro says, why are you going back to your land? Hadad persisted, so Paro let him go. In the early days of Shlomo, Hadad couldn't fight with him. But as Shlomo got older, both Hadad and Razon, who had run away from Hadad-Ezer when it was wiped out of David, they returned to their land with the people that they had gathered. And this became a source of rebellion in Am Yisrael. And this was a punishment from Hashem for Shlomo's failure to protest the fact that his wives were being ovdos Avodah Zarah, that they were continuously being involved in Avodah Zarah. And so the punishment had already started in the time of David HaMelech. Had Shlomo protested his wife's actions, Edom would have been unable to recover. Instead, Hashem had raised them in order to interfere with Shlomo's Malchus Mida Keneged Mida. If you marry into Paro's family, another person who had married into Paro's family would be a menace to you. Another menace became Yerovam ben Nevat. He came from the tribe of Ephraim, and he starts giving musar to Shlomo in public, and he does it without any fear, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, originally, Shlomo saw the power of Yerovam ben Nevat, and he imports him a tax collector for Menashe and Ephraim. And as he was setting out to fulfill his role, Yerovam gets approached by Achia Shiloni, who takes a hold of his garment and cuts it into 12 pieces, giving Yerovam 10 of them as a sign. And Achia tells him, Hashem tore away 10 tribes from Shlomo, and he's giving it to you. He'll give him one tribe, right? And that'll be in the merit of David, but that's because Shlomo didn't stop his wife's avodah zarah. But this wouldn't happen in your time, he tells him. But when you do get the 10 pieces, if you follow Derech Hashem, so then your malchus would be as established as David's. That's going to be an important role for the rest of Sefer Melachim, and who is successful and who is not. And the tidings go straight to Yerovam's head, and he starts saying even bigger to Shlomo that David left the land outside the walls of Yerushalayim open for people to gather and to judge people, and Shlomo used it to build the palace for Bas Paro. Shlomo doesn't care about the people. This is his argument in Pasuk Chav Zayim. Now, David had left it open for another reason. If the people needed to flee, they should have a place to go. But Yerovam keeps going back. He closes off an escape route, and everything that Shlomo does, Yerovam starts attacking him. And others say that Yerovam gave musar to Shlomo for oversleeping, and the morning after the inauguration of Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo had gotten married to Bas Paro just right after the inauguration, and he celebrated both, and he overslept. And the keys of the Beis HaMikdash were with him, so no one could go inside. So Yerovam went in, and he gave him musar. Some say it was Bathsheba. It's Shlomo's mother who gave him the musar, says Vayikra Rabbah. And whatever the case was, Shlomo HaMelech issued an order to kill Yerovam for being married by Malchus, for rebelling. And Yerovam hears about this, and he runs away to Mitzrayim. And so what happens? There were people who agreed with Yerovam's complaint. No one speaks up. They all were speaking quietly. Some people say that Yerovam rebelled because who was Yerovam? Yerovam was the son of a widow whose husband was killed by David. Who was the husband? Sheva ben Bichri. And when Sheva ben Bichri had rebelled against David, Yerovam now wanted to take revenge on the son for his parents. Now Yerovam finds himself in Egypt, and the king of Mitzrayim, whose daughter married Shlomo, was dead. There was a new king of Mitzrayim, Sheshak. He didn't like Shlomo. And Yerovam sought refuge with him, and he gave it to him. So Yerovam's downfall began during his time in Mitzrayim, because the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim was about animals, and it started to have a pretty ugly influence on him. And all the rest of the rules of Shlomo are written in a sefer that we don't have anymore, right? And Shlomo stays in Yerushalayim for 40 years, and he's buried in Ir David, and Rechavam inherited the Malchus. And as we see, in the end of the day, Shlomo begins in a certain level, and at the end of the day, he goes down, and we start to see a change in the style. And of course, beginning with Perek Yud Beis, we're going to see a change in the rulership of Am Yisrael. No longer would there be one single united situation. Instead, we're going to deal with the great challenges that come therein, and we will begin with the study of the Malchus of Rechavam, and unfortunately, the Malchus of Yerovam as well. When we meet again tomorrow, everybody have a fantastic day.